pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. This episode would be a hard one to swallow or listen to or watch. A lot of people call in or they sign up on our website, SturgisCreditRepair.com, and they always ask the question, hey, is this a guaranteed, you know, service to fix my credit? I'm looking for somebody that can promise me they're going to fix everything that's wrong with my credit. And the answer to that is impossible. No one can guarantee that, okay? The easiest way that I explain this to people is to take the credit repair company completely out of it. Because what happened is a lot of people spend years or months or probably decades not paying their bills on time. They mess up their credit. They may file bankruptcy, who knows? And when it comes to them needing to buy a house soon or their car breaks down, now they have to finance a new car, they always blame the credit repair service or the credit specialist or whoever is working on their credit. They always blame them as the reason why their credit isn't good. You know, they're like, oh, I hired this service and they couldn't do crap. They suck. When in reality, it's not the credit repair service that messed up your credit. It's really your fault. You know, you have to take accountability. Americans, you know, us here in America, especially in 2024, we suck as people. We mess up our own credit and then blame the people that are trying to help us. Okay. So I explain this to all of our clients that ask us, hey, is there a guarantee to fix my credit? Or how soon can we fix it by next month? I'll pay whatever. And we have to sit down and talk to these people. Okay. So the first things first, take credit repair out of it, you know, because when it comes to repairing your credit, you got two options. Do it yourself. You know, don't hire anyone. So now if it doesn't work, are you going to call yourself a scam or you're going to call yourself useless or something like that? If these methods don't work, no, you're just going to be like, oh man, well, I tried, you know, I guess I got to wait 7 years and or 10 years for a bankruptcy and this crap falls off. Okay, so, you know, you got two options. One, do it yourself, like I just explained. Or two, if you do not have time, or if you want to potentially save time and hire somebody that knows what they're doing or hire a business that knows what they're doing, then do so, okay? So those are the two options when it comes to repairing your credit. Now take credit repair out. Let's say you got all the time in the world, you have the experience, you know what to look for, what can be done, what can't be done. You are in 100% control of working on your credit. Now, you would know negative items are removed from your credit report if it's inaccurate. That's one. That means there's wrong stuff reporting. The dates are wrong. The balances are wrong. The payment history is wrong. All of that stuff. Some things are wrong. Number two, the account is missing information. It's incomplete. Number three, you requested for this item to be verified and they couldn't verify what this account is. They couldn't verify what the debt is for. Or number four, you disputed it or you requested verification or you pointed out something and you haven't gotten a response within 30 days. That's a law in the Fair Credit Reporting Act that it has to have a response within 30 days or it gets removed from your credit report. Okay. Now, you can dive deeper into things, into going into violations and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and things like that and nonsense. And I think now they have like these Metro 2 compliance laws and rules, or, well, they're not laws, they're reporting rules to certain things, have to report certain ways. But that's just going way too far into detail and too confusing to just talk about this on a podcast. But let's just say you're doing everything, okay? You disputed it once and there was no errors. Disputed it again, it's complete. You went again and it's verified. They're responding and it just keeps going on and on. You know, if none of this stuff happens, it is not your fault. It just simply cannot get removed. Now, here's the catch. With the credit repair process, regardless if you're doing it yourself or if you hired a company, you both know, or the credit repair company knows, your credit report changes every month. That's why credit repair is a month-to-month service. Things that were verified yesterday will not be verified tomorrow. Things that were accurate yesterday may not be accurate tomorrow. You have to keep going. If you give up, you may as well have not gotten started in the first place. We have tons of clients, and sometimes our clients are enrolled for 6 to 8 months because it's a month-to-month process. Sometimes some of our clients may go 2 months without seeing any results, and then a month later, you know, 2 or 3 months later, boom, 4 things have came off because they quit responding, or we found that an item wasn't truly verified, or they claimed it was verified, and then we requested exactly how it was verified from a debt collector, and they sent something there like a bill, and we respond back, hey, this isn't true verification, you know, try again, and they don't respond back, oh, okay, well, yeah, we give up. That's 4 rounds right there, going back 4 times. So that's 4 rounds, which is 4 months. You know, if you're expecting something to get fixed in your credit within a month or two, do not try. Just don't even process all of this, because if you're doing it yourself, you're just going to waste money on stamps, waste time typing letters, identifying some of these items. Or if you're hiring a credit repair service and you expect for your credit to go from a 400 to 800 in 1 month or two, give up as well, because it's not going to happen. So by you asking, is there a guarantee to fix my credit? No, because if that was the case, bad credit would not exist. If there was a guarantee to fix credit, I will go use my credit and go finance 2 Lamborghinis from a dealership and bring them back and never make a car note on them, you know, never make a car payment, keep them in my garage and they can't get repossessed. And I have a free Lamborghini. I mean, it is what it is. So think about it. If there is a guarantee to fix credit, just think. Do you honestly think people will have bad credit if there is a guarantee to fix credit? No, bad credit would not exist. You wouldn't be in this position if there was a guarantee to fix credit. So Americans, we suck at listening and swallowing the truth. We want to hear stuff that's impossible. We want to hear stuff that fixes our mess ups from years ago and expect it to get cleaned up tomorrow. It's just toxic. We're just brainwashed to think this way. All of these social media, TikToks and Instagram of people going from broke to rich in a year or two, their lies is fake. You know, so that, you know, therefore when people look at their credit, oh, I can go from a 400 to perfect credit within a month or two and live this flashy lifestyle and get back in bad debt, you know, instead of using their credit to, you know, invest in real estate or invest in some type of business. You know, most of these people that want a guaranteed way to fix their credit quick are just going right back to messing up their credit quick. I promise you that. So that's my answer. There is no guarantee to fix your credit. You know, you get to take months working and struggling and being frustrated and just trying to just do the work yourself, or you hire a company, work with them, ask them what's going on, ask them, okay, you know, they haven't verified it, what's the next step, you know, what's the next method that you're trying to use? You know, don't just get mad and say, oh, they suck, because it has nothing to do with the credit repair company. If you're doing this yourself, it has nothing to do with you besides the fact you did this. You know, so that's my answer on that. No guarantee, it's no time frame to fix credit. Some things can take several months. Some things may fall off soon. Some things may come off the first month. You may have multiple items that come off the very first month that they're not responded to within 30 days. And then you got this one or two things left and they take 6 or 7 months. It just is what it is. If you damage your credit, anything is quicker than 7 years. That's the mindset you should have. If it takes a year to fix your credit, 1 year of bad credit is better than 7 years of bad credit. So hopefully this has touched somebody that's out there and, you know, you're trying to understand how credit repair works. What are the only ways things can get removed? You know, now you know the truth. There's no special letter you can send in. There's no special law, no special word, no snap of a finger that would fix your credit overnight. You know, if you sadly ruin your credit profile, it takes time, or 7 years to fix your credit. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.